Here's a little fun thought experiment I'll title, What is Gained with a Large Print? Again, this is a thought experiment, so just go with me for this. What if we could measure a viewer's response to our artwork? And let's say that we made a large print, say a 28 by 42 inch sizable print. And somehow we could measure their response to that print, and we'll just call their response to that print X. Now, the question in the thought experiment is this. If we were to show that viewer not the 28 by 42 inch print, but a smaller print, say an 8 by 10 print, what percentage of X would they experience with a smaller print? That is to say, what do we give up by not doing a large print, or what is gained by doing a large print? Before you try to answer that in this thought experiment, I may give you a caution that this could be a trick question, because it's possible that the 8x10 print has more than X in terms of the viewer's response. That's always a possibility, that there's a greater impact with a smaller print because of a certain density. Which brings me to an experience I had years ago. I was visiting a friend down in Carmel, and I had an opportunity to visit and have lunch with one of Ansel Adams' daughter, Ann Helms. And as she welcomed us into her home, we saw lots of Ansel Adams' prints up on the wall, of course, and there were two prints that grabbed my attention. The first was a 5-foot-tall print of Yosemite Face of Half Dome, one of Adams' most famous images. And I had actually seen this 5-foot print on display in Carmel at a gallery when I just happened to be in town the day Ansel Adams was having an opening at the Weston Gallery, and there was that 5-foot print, and Ansel was standing in front of it. And that was the one and only time I ever saw him. We shook hands. But here I was in Ann Helms' house, and there was that same 5-foot-tall print. But also, in the hallway that led from the front door to the living room, there were several 8x10 contact prints, matted and framed with a little art light above them, one of which just blew my socks off. It was such a fantastic 8x10 print. Way more impressive to my eye, to my emotional eye, than the 5-foot-tall picture of Half Dome was. Now, that's not a direct comparison for this little thought experiment, because I was looking at different content, different images. The point is, my response to the 8x10 was greater than my response to the 5-foot print, which shows that it's possible. And in my mind, from that instant, I realized there was something more important than size, that content of the image is what really drives the emotional response, that drives our connection to the image. And then I thought of all those images that I've seen in books only, never seen the original print, never seen anything larger than a book-sized reproduction of an image, but yet they've touched me deeply. So my thought experiment is probably flawed in that what determines the reaction is not the size, but rather the content. But maybe that's where we were intended to get in this thought experiment. Would a very impactful 8x10 print have an even greater impact if it was a 28 by 42 inch print? I don't know, maybe, but maybe not. But just to complete the thought experiment, let's say the big print, which has a tremendous amount of impact because of its size and content, let's say that's X. What percentage of that emotional response would remain if we made only an 8x10 print? Well, what if X was reduced by 20%? So our response to the small print was only 80% of the response to the large print. Does that make small prints not worth pursuing? Does it mean that we should put our total focus and attention on the large print so that we can get that last 20% of appreciation? probably something worth thinking about, particularly when we consider the expense, the challenge of storing, of matting and framing, of shipping. There's all kinds of reasons that really large prints present a problem for us. Where if a smaller print has 70%, 80%, 90%, 95% of the reaction that we might get from a much larger print, at some point in time, isn't it worth it to make the smaller print? And then, as I say, maybe there's the possibility that the smaller print is more impactful because we have to get closer to it, because there's a more intimate relationship with the print, because it's right there in front of us. And that itself is a magical part of viewing an original print. So the impressiveness of size, the effect of content, the intimacy of viewing, so many variables to think about this, but it may actually help to think about this when it comes to making commitments about what size printer we want or how many megapixels we need in our camera. There's practical things that impact how big a print we want to make. And the bottom line of this thought experiment is the question, if your smaller print gets 90 to 95% of the emotional reaction, is that a reasonable compromise for not having to deal with the expense and fuss of ultra-large prints?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.